And so I wanted to, it's taking me this long to get around to it, I wanted to address the second point of my warning after advising myself not to lie, but to tell the truth, because the law has cursed liars. The facade has appeared on land and sea because what people's hands are wrought, because of ignorance, because the jihad that is being propagated on the internet. I'm concerned that there may be somebody, one of us in the audience here, who may read what this man, Anonymous, read on the Salafi websites and the Wahhabi websites, and get the desire to be someone who blows himself up and blows as many civilians apart as possible. And so I wanted to say a word or two about jihad. So my remarks here are directed towards anybody who can hear them, who thinks that blowing up non-combatants and civilians is jihad, or killing them otherwise. And the first thing we have to know is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith related by Muslim in his Sahih, by Bukhari in his Sahih, from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال إن امرأة وجدت في بعض مغازي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقتولة. He said that a woman was found in one of the military sorties of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم slain. A woman was killed. Military operation. And a woman was found slain. فَإِنْكَرَ النَّبِيُّ فَإِنْكَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَتْلَ النِّسَاءِ وَالصِّبْيَانِ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he condemned the killing of women and of children. It's related in both Bukhari and Muslim. Imam Nawawi, one of the greatest scholars of Islam, he says in his sharh of this hadith, in his sharh Sahih Muslim, commentary on the hadith of Sahih Muslim, he says, اجمع العلماء على العمل بهذا الحديث. He says, all scholars of Islam, all of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory for us to ask, by saying, فَاسْهَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know well, if you know not. Every single one of them has said that it is obligatory to apply this hadith. العمل بهذا الحديث وبتحريم قتل السبيان والنساء, and that it is haram to kill women and children. Madam Yukatilu, just as long as they do not are not combatants actually fighting. So this is the first thing, that Islam is not just anything I feel emotively inclined to do, but rather, Islam is someone who says, سَمَعْنَا وَأَقَامَ. We hear. We obey. If the Prophet says, jump, we say, how high? This is the Islam that I know. And I don't know any other. We have to realize, from a fiqh point of view, that jihad is not an ibadah that is very ma'kula. It is not irrational. Some things are irrational, i.e. beyond human reason, beyond our normal reason, that we can understand. Like what? Like, Imam Ghazali makes this distinction when he's explaining the Hajj. He says, tries to tell about the wisdom of each thing in the Sharia as he goes along, explaining the points of Shafi'i fiqh in the first half of the Ihya al-Muddin. He says, why is it that we throw 7 pebbles at Mina? Beats me, why shouldn't there be 8 and why shouldn't there be 6? He says, nobody knows, except the Prophets, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My former teacher of fiqh, rahmatullahi alayhi, Sheikh Abdul Latif al-Durubi, says, there's nothing in Islam that contradicts the human intellect. However, the intellect of the Prophets is higher and fuller than our intellect. And this is the way it is. And so we term these things that were not intuitively obvious to us, we call them irrational. Why are there 7 pillars thrown at Mina, at the Jamarat, the Jumat? Why does Maghrib have 3 rak'ahs and Isha have 4? Why? It's not something we can answer. It's like asking a rat what's the next highest prime number. It doesn't have the equipment to answer. Jihad is not like this as an ibadah. There are other kinds of ibadahs that are fully rational and that we can comprehend. Like what? Like zakat. It's supposed to be a safety net under the poor. So if they lose their job, there's not just one paycheck between them and the street. Rather, there's a safety net under them so that they'll be helped by the people who have money in the community will give to them so they don't end up out of it, dying from lack of sustenance. This is a ibadah ma'kula. Jihad is also an ibadah ma'kula. It's also irrational. What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to make things better. It's supposed to improve things. And here is the crux, and here is the point that I wanted to ask first, for nascent, Wahhabi, Jahli, jihadis. What has improved since 9/11? Afghanistan, a carte blanche for a Western power to trash an entire country and its government. Had to throw in the towel on the war against drugs because our men are producing 90% of the world's heroin. The warlords in Afghanistan, who are going to be so much better than the Taliban, producing 90% of the world's heroin. The country is occupied by non-Muslims. One country, Mashtu, crossed off the list. Things are not better in Afghanistan, they're worse. Iraq, things are not better in Iraq, they're worse. People coming over to Jordan, I hear their stories. Little girl kidnapped. Kidnappers wanting money. Another person kidnapped along with a little girl, somebody from a different family. They're holding them for ransom. Talking, trying to reason with the kidnapper, saying, "Have he been Beledek?" Saying, "This is a daughter of your own people. Why are you making these emotional scars on this little girl? When is she going to forget that when she was 4 years old, she was kidnapped?" And they said, the kidnapper saying, "Shut up, we don't care. We don't have any akhlaq." The ulama in Mosul, one of them came to me. And the ulama, the Sunni ulama in Mosul, there's no Shiites up there, there's no conflict, are being assassinated one by one. Who's killing them? They don't have any idea. Fawda, chaos. Where people die, snuffed out, without any rhyme or reason, complete mystery. The ulama said, any government is better than that. Any government is better than a situation in which when you open up your store, armed people can come in and take all your money and go out again with complete impunity, because the police don't work. Policemen killed one after another. Complete disaster. Second country trashed. Israel and Palestine, the situation of the Palestinians infinitely worse than it was before 9/11. A complete carte blanche to do anything that they want. America, Britain, what has improved since the advent of these mega horror media events? What has improved? So jihad is not just something we rev up our himmah and go out and do, but rather it takes a siyasa sharia. It takes someone who knows about the wider picture. What is it going to accomplish, and what is it accomplishing? I don't see what it's accomplished except to make life a lot worse. There's money pouring into the coffers in Peshawar or in Azad or in the Northwest Territories or wherever it is that they're camped now. More money for jihad. Quote jihad. But what is it accomplishing? Okay. We're doing something for the Muslims over here. What about the Muslims over there? What about the Muslims in Britain? Don't they have any rights? Don't they count in your calculus of how to make the world a better place with your jihad? Don't they have any lives? Don't they have any businesses? Don't they have any dawah? Don't they have any? What about the Muslims in America? Don't they count? What jihad is this? This is the first point. It's an irada maqul that has to do something. It has to improve something. What does it improve?